Let us pray. Dear Lord, for the few or the many that this prayer may reach today, I pray that you bless them. Father, I don't know what type of circumstance this prayer may be entering into. I don't know, Father, what this person may be dealing with. I don't know, Father, if their spirit is troubled, if their mind, oh God, is overwhelmed with the pressures of life. I don't know. But however, oh God, this prayer finds them, and whatever time this prayer catches up to them, may they know who you are in totality. May they know your presence. May they know your power. May they know your love, your comfort, and the assurance, oh God, that firstly you understand where they are, you know who they are, what they're going through, and that in your own time, you'll turn it around or you will sustain them as you are taking them through it. Lord, I just pray for this person today. God, I just pray for this person today. So glad, oh God, that you are omnipresent. You are already where this person is. But I just pray, Father, that you'd make your presence known with them. And with your presence, oh God, I pray that the assuring comfort of knowing you are with them, I pray, Father, that it would be theirs right now. Thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for, and I'm just asking, God, for you to manifest your glory on their behalf, supplying, oh God, whatever it is that they need. I pray, Heavenly Father, for freedom from guilt and shame. I pray, oh God, that this person will know that you have already forgiven them. And now, Father, that they need to forgive themselves. Help them, oh God, to rely on your precious Holy Spirit. And that you, oh God, will see them through. I pray right now on the authority of your word, O God, and in the name of Jesus, that you will shut down all demonic forces, intents, strategies, methodologies, and all, Father, of agendas of any kind that do not satisfy your will. I pray that you will shut it down now. And in the authority of your word, and in the name of Jesus, I rebuke all sickness and any form that may try to invade the body of this person. I pray, Father, that you will stabilize their health where they are right now, and may they go up from here and not down. In the name of Jesus, rid this person's body, oh God, of any known illnesses as well as any that may be trying to manifest. I'm asking you to shut it down, Lord. You are a healer. You can heal. I'm asking you to heal. And for those, oh God, who are mentally overwhelmed and stretched out and stressed out, oh God, I pray that they would think on you and allow you to give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the victory that you have secured for us at Calvary. We pray and ask you to hear us and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day. It is your choice. It is as simple as a decision that you make. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sin, you're in a very dangerous place, but you can change that right now. You don't have to remain unsaved. You can accept Christ as your personal Savior. You may be saying, well, why is that even necessary? Well, because there will be an eventual reality when time will be over and eternity will be here. And where you will spend eternity all depends on the decision you make while you are alive. Well, what is the danger? Well, it's pretty bad. The danger is that you could spend eternity in a place where you were not invited, but a place that Satan wants to trap you in and keep you in as a comrade of his, as some company of his in a place called hell. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. And if you don't want to go to hell, if you don't want to spend your life in a place away from the presence of God, then that's when you begin to see the danger of not making a decision. And then you will say, well, Rev, what do I do in order to fix this? Well, it's already been fixed. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you will be out and off of the path that leads to that doom, destruction, and damnation for all of eternity. All you got to do is acknowledge that you can't do it. You can't merit it. You can't work it. You can't even work for it. All you have to do and must do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior by acknowledging your need for him. Believe that he's the only begotten Son of God the Father, and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then, since you believe it, confess it with your mouth. And the Bible says, you shall be saved. I sincerely hope that today is your day, and I celebrate with you if this is a decision that you've made. I may not ever get a chance to know you on this side, but I believe the Lord would have let me meet you on the other side. And if you are into the family of God, welcome. And you will be one of the millions of saints who will spend eternity. So we'll have plenty of time to get to know each other. Until next time, I love you. This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris. Before you let this time and this prayer go into oblivion, think of someone else who may need it and send it to them, okay? Love you. Bye-bye.